You, of course, have your plans now in place for the 2020 campaign. We're going to have the Dr. McKenna Cup at the start of the year, followed by the league and then the Ulster Championship. But at this stage of the year, you're looking at players and you're seeing how you can make additions to your squad. One of the names that has come up over the last couple of weeks is obviously Oran McNeillis, who wasn't available to you last year. Is it still an option for you moving forward that he could be part of the Donegal senior panel?
Yeah, listen, I've spoken with Oran McNeillis and listen, we'll wait to see how the championship pans out for him. And you know, if he has that hunger and that desire, yeah, we definitely, there's no doubt about it. He's a quality player and any county would be glad to have him. And we're no different. And, you know, I'll be hoping in the 2020 that we will have a service available.
Yeah. What about the other players, the likes of Neil McGee and Frank McGlynn, some of the older guard? You've had discussions with them as well about what's going to happen next year. And obviously how the championship has fared out for them is going to be a big factor in that, is it?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, to me, if we, you know, a fully fit Frank McGlynn and a Neil McGee still have a big part to play in next season, you know. And you know, those players have decisions to make, and I have already spoken to them, and I'll be sitting down again with them over the next week or two. But yeah, I'm hopeful that they will be available. And as I say, there's plenty of, you know, looking throughout the club championship, there's a lot of players putting their hand up. And you know, today's ideal day for football out here, Osh. I mean, perfect conditions, and you know, a lot of good teams. Yeah, on
well,
here.
What you've seen so far in the club championship, is there guys out there that are putting a hand up and could be possible contenders to be part of a panel and step up?
Yeah, there is.
That haven't been there before, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Actually, there will be players coming in, and we always tend to freshen things up, and we will be bringing players in. And you know, it's a big step. It's a big step up from club going into that county setup, and you know, the demands that are there in terms of you know, your gym work away from all this, you know, the early mornings gym, and that total commitment buy-in, and that's what we're looking for. And I felt last year with the squad of players that we had in 2019 that, you know, we had a real strong buy-in. It has to be that, otherwise there's no half measures. And you know, that's the type of player we're looking for. And as I say, any players that we see out there that we feel can add extra value to our squad, definitely they'll come in.
Yeah, right. Let's look forward then to next year. The draw's coming up on Wednesday for Ulster. The national broadcaster's doing the draws slightly different over the course of the next few days. Obviously, you are the holders of the Ulster title. You've won it back to back for the last 2 years. Is that the main target now, come 2020, to hold on to the Anglo-Celt Cup, Declan?
Yeah, that'll be one of our goals. And you know, we'll start the McKenna Cup, and the McKenna Cup's always, you know, there before the commencement of the National League, and it's also ideal opportunity for us to get players up to speed, and also look at other players, look at new players that come into the squad. So this year, or the start of next season, will be no different. We'll do that, and then we're going into a very, very competitive national league, and it's brilliant to be back playing Division 1 football. That's where we need to be, and it's also a great place to blood new lads coming in and at the top level. Yeah, we want to consolidate Division 1, and yeah, we want to move, and we want to continue. Ulster's very, very important to us. Yeah. And you know, we'll be waiting eagerly this week, along with every other team, waiting for the championship draws, and that's going to be important. And as I say, you know, we got to the Super 8 over the last two seasons. That's where we want to go back to, and you know, to take it a step further. Yeah. You know, those are the goals, Oisin, and that's what we'll be putting on the table.
Yeah, preferably a home draw in Ulster would be good in opening round.
Yeah, listen, we always like to get the home draw, but we'll take whatever comes our way. But yeah, it's important to get that home draw, Oisin. But yeah, it's going to be a very competitive Ulster championship. There's a number of new management teams in place, and as always, going to be exciting. I think it's the most competitive of all the championships. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
What about the league? You did say that you'll be using it, of course, to look at players ahead of the championship. Four of the games are at home, which is a bonus.
Sorry, yeah. We're starting off with Mayo on a Saturday night here in McCool Park, and you know, I suppose there'll be no extra motivation needed for that. Our last competitive match ended in disappointment in Castlebar in the championship, and yeah, we have an opportunity to kick off the league with a home match in McCool Park, and we have to target those 2 points, and home games are important. We have four and some very, very tricky away matches. You look at, we're down in Kerry, and we're in Crow Park against Dublin, and we're in Navan against Meath, so it's not easy. Yeah. But that's where you want to be, and these are the games you want.
But even come that stage when you play Dublin and Kerry, obviously the All-Ireland finals, the champions and the runners up, at that stage of the year, that'll be a good measure to see where you're at. Well, Declan, against those sides.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. It will be, Oisin. And, you know, you're going against teams that are starting to get into that gear, championship mode. And, listen, we're looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to the season starting again and getting back down with the players. And, you know, the players have been back with their clubs over the last 6-8 weeks. And it's important, you know, that... and it's a very exciting Donegal championship. I think the four best teams are here and the last four of that. And looking towards the league for us, I mean, that's... To us, the league's very, very important. Yeah. And we treat the league importantly. And I say that Division 1 is very, very important. But we know how competitive. And we've got to be ready for that. And we've got to be ready for those challenges.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges to come in 2020. Obviously, in Division 1 again, trying to defend your Anglo-Celt Cup. But there's another side to trying to be competitive at the higher level of football in the country, Declan. And that is obviously you need a big support team around you who are working very, very hard to get the right, I suppose, procedures and place. And when you're putting procedures in place to try and become a very competitive team, there's a lot of cost involved in that as well, Declan, and there's a lot of funds that have to be raised between now and come championship time next year.
Yeah, you know, very true, Oisin, to be quite honest. And you know, we listen a lot about Dublin and you know how well they're looked after and the finance that, you know, that they get access to. But there's no point to the rest of us in the rest of the counties, you know, complaining about that. It's up to us to get our houses in order, and it's up to us now, you know. And you know, there's a lot of good Donegal people right throughout the globe, you know, from Australia into America, across Europe, UK. We have a lot of strong Donegal people, and you know, it's important. We have good associations and a lot of those areas, but you know, we do need finance, and we need to take it to that next level. And you're quite right, it's all in terms of trying to make Donegal GAA in a strong position, not just at senior level, but right through the whole structure from underage right up. And it does cost money, there's no doubt about that there. So it's so important for all those people out there, you know, that we do get a level of income from these areas. So that's vitally important.
Yeah, and I suppose if Donegal are going to get back to a stage where they can compete for the Sam Maguire Cup, Declan, the reality is it's going to cost a serious amount of money. And maybe that's a hindrance on counties outside of the top four at the moment. And do you feel it's very, very much unfair?
No, listen, we there's no point complaining, Oisin. We've got, as I say, we've got to go out there and you know, under Mick McGrath now as chairman, Mick has, you know, made a lot of contacts through again, no more than Sean Dunyan previous to that there, as I say, across the globe in terms of trying to get the financial that we need. You know, we do need finance, we do need money in. And you know, Conway's up and running now shortly. The doors will be open on the 1st of November, the bottom part in terms of the restroom facility, so we'll be fit to go in there in November. And that's a huge cost there, but we need, you know, as I say, really strong structures. I say right through from, we need to be competitive, you know, we want to be in that top tier, and it does cost, there's no doubt about that, Oisin. And as I say, we need a lot of good people out there to get involved and, you know, to take in that income for us.
Yep.